Germany won't sanction Israel over annexation, official says. By Deborah Danan on June 9, 2020. Tel Aviv, Germany will not censure Israel over its planned annexation of parts of the West Bank, a diplomatic official in Jerusalem said Monday, but added the move would cause ties to fray. Berlin will not impose sanctions against Jerusalem or make moves to recognize a Palestinian state, the official said, despite Germany's staunch opposition to annexation. Germany will not go off the deep end, he said. The Germans are not in favor of sanctions, and will not recognize a Palestinian state. They are pragmatic. Their main goal is to guarantee regional stability. They don't want to cause a major upset. Rather, they are going to look for ways to encourage us and the Palestinians to return to talks. But the way I know the Germans, their response will likely be more in the area of atmosphere, the official said. They will become less open to listen to us and our worries. And it may become more difficult for us to get them to help us in various arenas. His remarks came ahead of a planned visit to Israel by German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas for a meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Gabi Ashkenazi. According to the official, who asked to remain anonymous, Germany is likely to gauge the reactions by Israel's neighbors before taking a stance. If they see that Jordan's and Egypt's reactions will be less harsh than expected, the Germans will be more forgiving as well. Jordan has threatened to cancel its peace agreement with Israel if the latter goes ahead with the annexation. According to Israeli media, Maas plans on warning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against the move, saying it will damage Israel's ties with the EU as well as with his own country. The Trump administration's peace proposal sees Israel annexing 30% of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley. According to the coalition deal between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Benny Gantz, annexation could be brought to a vote in the Knesset as early as July 1. However, the U.S. has made it clear no unilateral moves to annex should happen before a mapping committee finishes mapping out the territory, something that could take many weeks or even months, according to the Times of Israel. Trump's plan would also see a demilitarized Palestinian state established on most of the West Bank with parts of eastern Jerusalem that are outside the Israeli security fence as its capital. The Palestinians would also receive an economic package to the tune of $50 billion if they agreed to the terms of the deal, which include stopping incitement to terror and ending their so-called pay-for-slay scheme, paying financial stipends to convicted terrorists and their families.